Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And so it's the element of control, ultimately, that is more masculine, and surrender that is feminine. Is that a safe extrapolation to make?
I would say control is an unhealthy or shadow-based masculine quality, yes.
Let's go there a little bit, because there are certain... there is this massive talk about toxic masculinity, and you've done an amazing job online to sort of surf your way through the conversation. I guess maybe just giving it a little bit of airtime here today as well. You mentioned that control is a shadow aspect of the masculine quality. I guess what is, in your opinion, what are some of the more enlightened versions of the masculine energetics that you have found? And maybe it's some of what you described earlier, the ability to create.
Yeah, I can rattle off a few masculine virtues or qualities. And before I do that, let me just speak to masculinity and femininity for a moment. So masculine and feminine energetics are just that. They're energetics that reside within every human being, irrespective of your biological sex or how you may identify, right? These are energetics. These are just dual energetics, and they're contrasted energies. And we often learn in rich ways through contrast, but they're human qualities first. So I'm very clear on that. You can replace the terms masculine, feminine with do and be energy, go and flow energy, active, passive energy, yang and yin energy. And Michaela Boehm, who's an author and a thought leader in this space, speaks to that extensively as well. So if we look at healthy masculine virtues or characteristics, and I guess by definition, a virtue is a masculine trait, but let's just say healthy masculine characteristics, which again can reside within all human beings. We're looking at self-reliance. We're looking at healthy competition. We're looking at trustworthiness. We're looking at being conscientious and open-minded, curious, protective, analytical, but not to an extreme sense. Determined, purposeful, resilient, tough, giving energy. Giving is the energy of masculinity. Receiving is the energy of femininity. Presence, humility, stillness, focus, being singular and rational in the way we move through the world. Powerful, ethereal, being an explorer. There's a bunch there.
As I'm hearing you share these, there's this, I guess, model of consciousness that I sort of subscribe to, which is fourfold. And we touched on level four, which is Advaita Vedanta, which is the non-dual unified consciousness. In level one, I sort of see life is happening to you. Level two, life is happening by me. And in level three, life is happening for me. And in level four, life is happening as me. And you're nodding, so I think I'm sharing something that you're aware of. In there, one of the key things I sort of label level two consciousness as is this achiever, because life is happening by me and sets a bunch of goals. And in level three, we're kind of life is happening for me, and it's more of a flower or a surrenderer. In there, describing, you know, what you mentioned about flow and some of the masculine qualities, it does seem like more of the masculine qualities live in level two and more of the feminine qualities live in level three. It is an interesting time to be alive as you sort of see a shift. Well, there are cracks appearing in patriarchal structures, let's just put it that way. Do you think there's a collective shift in consciousness going on at the moment, and is it a shift towards a more feminine direction?
By the definition of, we're seeing greater movements towards inclusion, and if inclusion is considered a feminine quality, then yes, we're moving towards a more dominant feminine-led world to some degree.
And do you reckon therein lies the heart of why it's becoming, like, there is a bit of an existential crisis somewhat collectively for men happening at the moment? Because I've noticed even for myself, we go back to, sorry, just to sort of pop it in there, like watching the example of, I'm by no means a saint of a partner. Yeah, like this is going to, and I just want to sort of put that massive asterisk there. But when I look back at the previous generation, like I'm a weapon at changing nappies, bro. Like I am so good. I could do it half asleep in the middle of the night. I don't turn a light on. I could do it in the dark. I'm a gun, even if I can say so myself. But my dad never changed a single nappy. My wife's father never changed a single nappy. Now, that doesn't make them bad. They're very different archetypes, right? Very different role models, very different generation. But also what I'm finding in this particular generation, like my dad wasn't present at my birth, right? Like he was working. He was literally at work. And that was totally normal. It's not even frowned upon. And I think about the hands-on role I had in my wife's birth and just watching, not again, I'm not the same. It's just this, how much has shifted in one generation? Like, whoa. Yeah. Just watching that and just kind of going, holy cow, like there is such a shift that is underway. And finding our place in it as men when, well, we're actively birthing ourselves as the role models we want to see. And it's just, it feels so uncharted. Can you speak to that existential kind of what the fuck?
Yeah, I think it is an existential awakening slash crisis slash both for men. I think there's various reasons why men are struggling at the moment, maybe being quote unquote targeted. And I don't want to paint us to be victims because that's not helpful at all. And that's not really what's happening. In any capacity, is it a changing of the guard? I don't know if that's the case, but what I do know is that we're being asked as a collective, as a humanity, as individuals to do better and to do more in the sense of the old ways aren't working, the segregation, the oppression, the judgment, the manipulation, you know, unhealthy, toxic, masculine and feminine traits. It's not working anymore. Men are disillusioned in many respects. As a result of that, you're seeing movements like men's rights movements, men going their own way movements, pickup artistry coming through. You know, that's been around for a long time. But these movements that are advocating for a men-only space and basically demonizing women, and that's all bullshit, man, to me. To me, it's all bullshit. Like it's just, we're just isolating ourselves. We're making someone else at fault and not taking responsibility and ownership for where we stand as individuals and not dealing with our pain and our trauma and letting it be unresolved and conveniently blaming others, right? And the voice of the minority and the extreme movement around the multiple feminist movements that have come online, and they've done amazing things for creating greater equity in our society, right, from that perspective. And they've also done some damage. It's done some collateral damage to men, so where some men have retracted, where you know, men don't want to be judged and don't want to be told they're wrong in their own sense of expression of masculinity, so they're retracting from the world. But that's not healthy. It's not healthy for men to retract from the world. It's not healthy for women to retract from the world. we have to face our stuff, but we've got to, you know, I'm of the sort of the belief that we've got to do our individual work and we've got to, you know, deal with the core stuff that's within us and then come together as a collective, come together as men and women and do that deeper healing work. But we have to reach a particular foundation of maturity and consciousness before we can come together, because it's going to be very intense. Like that healing process is, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, it's going to be intense because that's part of the nature of the beast. You know, again, I attribute that to our collective consciousness, where we need rock bottom in order to elicit deep transformation. It's not the only way to change at all. However, it seems that that's what we need as individuals and as a collective to make that change. And I'm also going to be mindful here, and I'm just going to say this, you know, I don't want to project my experiences into this conversation because for me, I needed rock bottom to change. I had multiple opportunities to change, but I needed multiple rock bottoms. Yeah, yeah. And you'll find that most
people
do. And
I was going to say, rock bottom it's incredibly effective.
Very. Well, yes, it can be. Well, yes, it is. It is and it isn't. Like it either is and you change or you kill yourself. Or you go deeper into the void, like drug use and addictions and so forth. Like you move away from connectivity and intimacy. You move away from taking ownership, responsibility and exerting effort and doing the work. So it would take you one of two ways, right? And so again, I just want to be mindful. I don't want to inject my biases from my experiences into this. And honestly, man, the vast 9.999 something percent of people that I work with, 99.999% of people that I work with need that rock bottom before they actually change.
I hope you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on The Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.